Let's take a look at the evening farm report here on KLGR. First, let's take a look at the Board of Trade and how it shook out today. May corn was up a penny at 388 and a quarter. December new crop up a half at 406 and a half. Soybeans for May, 2¾ cents lower at 1074 and three quarters. November new crop, 3¼ cents higher at 1045 and a half. Soybean meal for May, $5.20 lower at 388 even per ton, while the soybean oil for May was 27 cents higher at 3248. Chicago wheat for May was 2¼ cents lower at 507 even. New crop down 1¼ at 536 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat for May ended the day 4¾ cents higher at 629 even. New crop up 3¾ cents at 641 and three quarters. Kansas wheat for May 4 cents lower at 541 and a half. New crop 3¼ cents lower, 573 and a quarter. Oats for May 1¼ cents lower at 267 and three quarters, while September was down 0.75 cents at 265 even. Taking a look at the Merck, April live cattle finished the day down 40 cents at 122.82, June down 57 cents at 114.77. Feeder cattle for March 85 cents lower at 144.30, April down 75 cents at 146.12. Lean hogs for April 60 cents lower at 68.20, May down $1.50 at 74.25. Let's take a look at some farm news on the Evening Farm Report. Following 17 public meetings that engaged over 1,500 farmers, landowners, and other Minnesotans in conversations across the state, Governor Dayton and Ag Commissioner Fredrickson today proposed a new groundwater protection measure. The proposal, which is based on the input of the farmers and landowners who the rule would apply to, would help reduce elevated nitrate levels in groundwater and ensure more Minnesota residents have clean, safe, reliable drinking water supplies. That's according to the governor's office. The governor said, "I'm grateful to many farmers, landowners, and others who worked with the Department of Ag to develop this proposal, which would greatly improve the quality of drinking water for Minnesotans. Clean, safe, reliable water is our in the communities as everyone's concern and everyone's responsibility." He urges all Minnesotans who wish to further improve or refine the proposal to engage in the public comment period beginning this spring or attend additional public hearings that will be scheduled this summer. According to Commissioner Fredrickson, the Minnesota Department of Ag held 17 meetings across the state. Over 1,500 Minnesotans participated and received over 820 written comments to help make the proposal better. He said the proposal responds to what we heard. It balances the needs of farmers and modern ag production with the needs of Minnesotans to have safe drinking water. He said he looks forward to working with Minnesotans across the state in coming months to further refine and improve the proposal to ensure it provides clean, reliable water for all communities. Now, we have a map of the areas that are affected and how they're going to be done, and a table here on the website at myklgr.com talking about how the proposals would apply to vulnerable areas, public water supplies, the levels of mitigation requirements, levels 1, 2, 3, and 4, and the exception of progress underway, and also the designation for high priority areas. The timeline for the groundwater protection effort, they're looking for mid to late May when the Department of Ag publishes a draft groundwater protection rule and starts the 30-day public comment period. In the summer, the Department of Ag will hold public hearings on the draft protection rule. In the fall, the Office of Administrative Hearings will review the comments and give the Department of Ag 180 days to make revisions. That is the timetable right now. The Minnesota Department of Ag informally published the groundwater protection rule last summer, provided an opportunity for public comment to help shape the proposed rule. The department received over 820 written comments. Again, a table on this setup and the map of those involved are up on the website at myklgr.com. That's been a look at farm news and your evening farm report on KLGR.